I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Hurricane Ida marked the fourth hurricane of the 2021 Atlantic season. Farmers from the Central Plains to the Southeast will likely feel the long-term damaging effects of Ida.
Hurricane Ida coming on shore in eastern Louisiana damaged a lot of storage and transportation facilities, which means that it's really bottlenecked a lot of the grain that's been coming down from the central part of the U.S. And so that's really messed up the market. And that's something that farmers have to worry about because they have to sell what they grow.
Pam Knox, University of Georgia agricultural climatologist, recapping the impacts of this season's weather during a monthly Southeast Climate Webinar. The region directly impacted by the heavy rains and flooding spans over 15 states. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the region is responsible for 14% of agricultural commodity production, valued at close to $52 billion in direct agricultural receipts. Close to 60% of the country's cereal grains typically go through Louisiana. Some grain shipments had to be rerouted from the Midwest out to ports on the Pacific. That, of course, costs more money and delays. Unexpected delays and port closures, while short, may not just limit recent shipment agreements of agricultural goods, but may also cause foreign partners to view U.S. products as less reliable, according to the Farm Bureau. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.